Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, July 6, 2020. Stand up for your country. No kneeling. We'll get into that in a little while. Okay, so a lot of interesting things happening, and I want you to take note tonight that this is the reason you watch me in addition or instead of the television newscast, because I'm going to tell you stuff you're never going to hear, for one reason or another, on the what I call corporate media. The first thing is, did you notice that Donald Trump's Mount Rushmore speech didn't get a lot of news coverage? Now, a lot of people were distracted on the 4th of July weekend, but it was very interesting to watch what happened. So CBS News, PBS, and Fox News took the speech at Mount Rushmore, took the whole speech. All right. The others took a little of it or ignored it entirely. And what did they replace the Trump speech with? COVID. So what's happening is that the media chieftains who now are working with the Democratic Party, they work in conjunction. We explained this. Okay. They know that this radical left movement can help Donald Trump and hurt Joe Biden. They know that. So they're going to ignore the story as much as they can. They're not going to investigate the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation as we have. They're never going to do that. And even when we produce facts about the foundation that are extremely disturbing, and I have a brand new column now, if you haven't read it, please do. Even when we produce the facts, they'll ignore them. Because they know the radical left wants to destroy the American system, all of it. And they don't want to publicize that because that could get Donald Trump reelected. Just that. So they go into COVID, COVID, COVID all the time. Now, COVID's a big story. But what else are we going to do? We have to endure it. You can think it's Donald Trump's fault. I happen to think that's an absurd, ridiculous opinion, but Americans want to think Donald Trump's responsible for COVID. All right. Nothing we can do about it. Facts don't matter. Whether the president has handled it good or bad, that's up to you, the voter. All right. But everyone, including Fox News, on Fox News Sundays, I was surprised that Chris Wallace, I don't even know if he was in. He might have been out. But I was afraid that Fox News Sunday didn't even cover much the two Trump speeches. That was pretty shocking. Said it was COVID, 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 COVID. All right, we get it. It's horrible, COVID. But we're going to have to endure it until there's a vaccine or a medicine. That's it. That's the story. Some places will have more than others. Nobody can do anything about it, including the President of the United States. The only one who can do anything about it is God. And I hope he or she does. Okay. So let's go to the speech at Mount Rushmore, which was an excellent speech. And I say that because it was very well written. A guy named Stephen Miller is Donald Trump's chief speechwriter. Really crafted a good speech. You may not agree with it, but the way he did it was very effective. And we open up with why President Trump is at Mount Rushmore. Go.
Today we pay tribute to the exceptional lives and extraordinary legacies of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt. I am here as your president to proclaim before the country and before the world this monument will never be desecrated. These heroes will never be defaced. Their legacy will never, ever be destroyed. Their achievements will never be forgotten. And Mount Rushmore will stand forever as an eternal tribute to our forefathers and to our freedom.
Well, I don't know about that. Because if Donald Trump loses and the far left takes over, you can say goodbye to Mount Rushmore. Now, the odds of that far left takes over, that's questionable. All right, and we'll get to the Biden thing tomorrow, what exactly is happening behind the scenes. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
And finally, Donald Trump says that the racist card is unacceptable. Go.
Let me also say a word to those in the media who falsely and consistently label their opponents as racists, who condemn patriotic citizens, who offer a clear and truthful defense of American unity. That's what our people are doing. We want a clear and faithful defense of American history, and we want unity. When you level these false charges, you not only slander me, you not only slander the American people, but you slander generations of heroes who gave their lives for America.
All right, so who exactly is President Trump talking about? He doesn't mention any names, but we do. Roll the tape.
Is anybody really surprised this president's first instinct is to say something racist?
Well, let me do it again, and let me do it in two languages. Es un racista. He is a flat-out racist, and it's what he's played on for 16 months. He is a bigot. He is a racist. He is a misogynist.
And the way he demonized, people trying to come to our country on the caravan, and they'll say, well, I'm not racist. I just voted for him because, you know, I didn't like Hillary Clinton, and I just want to say that doesn't make you not racist. It actually makes you racist.
That's just racism against Native Americans. And yet in this day and age, nobody even says anything about it.
He is a racist. He throws red meat to his base on a regular basis. And anybody who still supports this guy needs to look in the mirror and ask themselves if they are racist also.
All right, I'm not going to attack those people other than to say the comment that anyone who voted for Donald Trump or supports Donald Trump is a racist is perhaps the worst comment I have ever heard on television. And that a person like that who would say such a thing should not be in a position of talking to a national audience. That 10 years ago, that could never have happened in this country. But for some reason, AT&T and CNN believe that that kind of slander on a mass level is acceptable. Disney, you know Disney, all right? They believe that The View is a legitimate, worthy enterprise. Disney. There's no balance. There's nothing. You can call the President of the United States a racist, and anyone who voted for him or supports him, they're a racist too. AT&T and Disney. Right back with the final thought. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Okay, here's the final thought of the day. Happy birthday, USA. So on a birthday, you give a gift. Now, here's what I did. I bought a track chair on independencefund.org for a severely wounded vet. Who got his or her legs, arms blown off, blind, brain damage, whatever it may be. These track chairs, they're electronic. They just go everywhere so that the vet can go to the beach, go hunting, and they cost $15,000. All right, so I bought a track chair. I've done that before, as you know. I support the independencefund.org. It is a magnificent charity. We have raised tens of millions of dollars for them, but they still need, there's still a waiting list for the chairs. So I bought one because I wanted to buy a gift for my country, and that's the best way to do it. Now, you don't have to do what I did. There are millions of charities. I mean, there are veterans charities all over the place. In fact, President Trump tweeted about one today run by people that I know. You can do that. You can do the kids. All right? Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I did a donation that Hannity matched a couple of weeks ago here on Long Island for that. Think, in your area, what helps? You know what helps in your area. Birthday gift for your country. You don't have to be much. I know times are tough. All right, I'm fortunate, and I like to share my fortune. We have a foundation named after my parents, the William and Winifred O'Reilly Foundation, and I hope they're looking down on me and they're proud. Stand up for your country. See you tomorrow.